Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
What's up, motherfuckers? It's another exciting edition of Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel 1, iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, and a bunch of other shit I can't remember because I just signed up for fucking everything. And this is your wonderful host, Jennifer DeVoe, coming at you live each and every Wednesday afternoon from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I lied, 3 to 3:50 technically, but that's p.m. anyway, Pacific Standard Time. And I'm here with my awesome co-host.
Hey, what's up, baby?
James Muse.
What's going on?
JJ.
Yeah.
Also known as the husband.
That's right.
And business
partner. I'm Mr. Duvall.
And business partner. No. I'm still working on changing that last name.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm talking about mine, not yours. It's okay. Anyway.
So, I think our audience knows that.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right. Well, do you want to break down the news really quickly before we bring on the awesome guest, Foe?
All right.
Rock band, Foe.
All right. Here yes. we go. Yeah,
go ahead.
News.
Go for it.
All right. Where I go? Here I go. From ABC, NBC, and CEN.com. From Madison Park and Hollyann, it took 9 to 11 minutes of gunfire for Stephen Paddock to carry out the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history. The massacre left 58 dead and another 500 people with gunshot or stampede injuries. The first call reporting shots came about 10:08 p.m. Sunday, and the gunfire didn't stop until 10:19 p.m. Police believe Paddock acted alone when he sprayed on a crowd of 22,000 concert goers at the Route 91 Harvest Festival. The shooter's motive remains a mystery. Paddock, a 64-year-old retired accountant who authorities says was on the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Hotel in Las Vegas, is the only known shooter. When police entered a hotel room, they found Paddock dead by gunshot and several rifles and boxes of ammunition. Search of the killer's residences found dozens more weapons and thousands of rounds of ammunition. And the search of his car uncovered an ingredient to make explosives. In entertainment news, rock legend Tom Petty died Monday night, as his manager Tony Dimitridis confirms. EMTs responded to a call at Tom's home Sunday night for a person who was unconscious, not breathing, and in full cardiac arrest. He was taken to UCLA Santa Monica Hospital, where he was immediately put on life support. Petty died at 8:40 p.m., surrounded by family, friends, and his bandmates. Petty's just wrapped up his 40th anniversary tour week at the Hollywood Bowl. Tom hit it big in 1978 with the Heartbreakers, which scored hits with Don't Do Me Like That and Here Comes My Baby, to name a few. He had hits in the 80s with Stevie Nicks and the Traveling Wilburys. Sorry. In 2002, he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He was 66. In other news, Hugh Hefner, founder of Playboy Empire, peacefully died at his Playboy mansion in September 27th at the age of 91, surrounded by his loved ones. Hefner's health had been in serious decline over the last year, and he has not been seen in the public for some time. Playboy magazine catapulted Hefner into cultural phenomenon, paving the way for iconic Playboy mansion that, known for his legendary parties. Hefner founded Playboy in 1953 with Marilyn Monroe gracing the first cover. Other celebrities included Cindy Crawford, Pamela Anderson, Naomi Campbell, and Kim Kardashian. Okay. O.J. Simpson is currently staying in a Poletio 5,000 square foot home in a private Las Vegas gated community. The owner said to be a longtime friend of the ex-NFL star, who testified for OJ in his Vegas robbery trial. The home is a 5-bedroom, 5.5-bath that includes a pool, hot tub, and a private putting green. The house is roughly 20 minutes outside of the Las Vegas Strip. There are no celebrity birthdays, and that's the end of the news.
Wonderful.
Yay.
Yeah.
What a horrifying fucking way to start. Yeah. Seriously. The laughs keep coming, am I right, guys?
I know, right? Okay, so let's talk about what happened in the news. Okay, so any thoughts about... we'll start with the Vegas thing. Okay, Vegas, any thoughts?
I got something. I just wanted to say that you just got to...
Yeah, Barry Mendoza.
You just got to, I think, feel for the people that have gone through everything that has gone through and try to put yourself in their shoes and feel for them and then wait for all the information to come out before you make any judgments on anybody.
That's true. That's true.
Oh. People jump to all the conclusions, you know, and they
for sure,
they
hear spins everything.
Yeah, they hear something right away and they're just trying to grab you right away, and you know, just wait a little bit. Let all the information come out first.
Everybody,
you
know? Week.
Yeah, our hearts here at Jenny's Real Talk and Get Real Global Entertainment go out to everybody.
Absolutely.
That suffered through this in one way or another.
That's horrible.
It's a horrible thing that happened, and it's very unfortunate. And that's about all you can say about that.
Yeah.
And it sucks because they do marketing for Vegas, and his name was in our fucking database.
Shit. Jeez.
Yeah. I saw my boss realized that, and we were like, oh, son of a bitch. He goes, did anybody call this fucker ever? And I'm like, no. No, nobody called him. So, I mean, I don't know the guy. Never, you know, I just noticed that he was in our database for gamblers.
Hmm.
Kind of interesting. I was like, okay. Anywho, so... He was a regular at these places. Number two, let's see. What else?
Tom Petty.
Any thoughts on that one?
That was super confusing when the media's like, oh, he's dead. He's not.
And then he's not.
Dead? What else do we need in that day? Oh, I don't want to hear Tom Petty die twice. Like, what the fuck? That was a real shitty thing.
Yeah, the retraction because somebody leaked it to the media.
Someone was Rolling Stone misreported or something, right?
Yeah, he wasn't even... Yeah, something like that. He wasn't even... Hadn't even died yet. He was on life support or something? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was on life support.
Yeah, but he hadn't died yet.
They I guess they got a pulse out of him when he was finally at the hospital. So they were like, oh, well, no. But
clinging on.
Right, but then they said ultimately he was in a coma and there's nothing you don't come. You're
and
not
his wishes were not to be on life support.
Right. Bingo.
So they waited to tell the family everybody got
there. Wait, especially with social media these days, just wait till all the information is out before you make it.
Exactly.
No one needed to know that.
It's very true because look what happened. This got leaked to the media. He hadn't even passed away yet.
Right. No.
So I forget who says that, but what's that story? Like, when it comes to celebrity deaths or anything like that, like, it's okay to be second on that story, right? Like, you don't need to be the person who like hustles up and tries to break that story.
No, that's not the type of story you want to break anyway, that's necessarily, because that's a horrible thing. Because
exactly this.
I love Tom Petty.
And everyone did, and that's why everyone was so mad.
His music was incredible, and he is going to be sorely missed.
Right.
But we can still enjoy the music that he has out as of now. So.
Well, that's so great about being an artist. You have the icon. You have the thing that like lives forever.
Hugh Hefner. That did not surprise me. He's 91.
Yeah.
And he lives with a bunch of Playboy bunnies.
The greatest man.
Eventually, it's probably why he died, too. Who knows?
I mean, Brett, Brett, you said
he got an erection and just went out the way, you know.
You're the only one blowjob away.
Yeah, really.
Hey, as long as he enjoyed his life thoroughly.
I mean,
that's a great thing.
I wonder if he did, you know. It's just a real confusing thing with that guy.
I'm sure it's very confusing. Yeah, he's trying to sell his house and like part of the contract is he had to stay inside the house until he died, right?
Oh,
what?
When he was trying to sell his estate.
Oh, I remember hearing about that. That's very strange.
Yeah, he was selling the house, and I was like, it's like
he saved the Hollywood sign.
Yeah,
it's like he knew.
He bought all that property.
Have you guys ever been to the mansion, the Playboy Mansion?
No, I lost my
invite in the mail.
I wonder what's going to happen now that he's dead. Like. Do the Playboy bunnies have to move out of the mansion?
Probably. Yeah, the bunnies go
like,
to
get the fuck out?
A bunny ranch. Like, it's sort of like a, it's like
bunny
an animal
ranch?
Compound.
Is that like the bunny ranch?
Yeah,
Dennis Hoff takes over.
Playboy bunny ranch? No,
another tragedy was.
And they're allowed to like go and they
the bunny
go
ranch.
Roam the land.
La, 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 la.
Free access to food and grain.
Not like the hooker place up by Nevada, right? You know,
no, it's exactly the same.
It's what it is. That's where they go.
They all get transferred to a new house.
That's right.
Okay. What was the last part?
OJ Simpson.
OJ Simpson. Any thoughts on that one?
Juice is loose.
I like that. That's pretty cool.
If his friends didn't pick him up from prison in a white Bronco, then God isn't real. What's the point of living? And drive like fucking hell when you pick him up.
Jeez. See, that's like the great thing, you know?
Like I said, just wait until all the information comes out.
Thanks, Dose.
What I'm trying to say is the juice is
right.
He didn't really get released. I mean, they're fucking with us, and he'll get released tomorrow.
Wait, no, James. What's the house? The house he's living in a five bedroom.
Don't tell me he got released twice. No.
Oh, five and a half bed.
Five
with a pool and a hot tub
and a putting green.
And a putting green.
Son of a bitch, you have a putting green.
Hey, man,
fuck
you! Whatever.
I didn't say that.
If you run that hard, no, for the
please
bills,
don't kill me.
A putting green, man.
Get it? I'm a white chick.
Did he move into the Playboy Mansion?
That would mean, can he move into the Playboy Mansion? That's a good idea. Keep him in town.
I wonder how much it would cost us to rent that for a weekend.
Weekend?
This used to be the Playboy Bunny Mansion. Like, come stay here for the weekend. Remember that movie, The House Bunny?
Yeah.
All right, so now that we've commented on the news.
Everything's fucked up.
That was interesting. We got the sad stuff out of the way first. Yeah. I saw a way we could move on to the funnier, lighter shit. So, okay, so we're in the band. I can't even talk now. It's funny.
Does anyone know who we are yet?
Hold on. This is what I was about to say. I mentioned it briefly earlier, but here we go. So you're listening to James Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, IR Radio, and we're in the house with the rock band Foe.
Hello. Hi.
Yes.
Yo.
Thank you. Are you friend
or foe?
We are foe.
So, dun, 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 dun. Okay, so go from left to right.
Hello, my name is Kyle Duncan Graham. I play the bass.
Nice.
Hand bass.
The hand bass.
Hand bass. That's between sets.
I do a lot of air bass.
That's between sets, and that's why you have a hard time.
It's called first bass, guys, and it's a fun bass to be on.
Okay, gotcha. Very good
hand bass. I'm Brett Sean. I play the guitar.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice.
Doze. I sing.
Yes, he's the awesome singer who likes to wear pink negligee.
It looks sexy, I don't
know. Robes from the band that was on before them.
We're not fucking
ashamed. Dude, that was awesome. That was the best thing ever.
It's the sexiest lead singer in the biz.
And
I'm Manimal, I drum.
The awesome Manimal.
Yes. Right.
And I saw you up in like the sound booth too. What was up in the control area? Do you like run stuff up there too?
No, I'll just set it up because usually I put on like 90s music videos before we play our shows.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why I was up there pretty much.
Do all the last
we're all friends with the sound.
I didn't know if there was anything like, you know.
Yeah, that place is real family like up there.
Shout out to Flashdance.
Yeah, Flashdance, Flash Daddy, you're our daddy dad.
Shout out to Flash Daddy, Flash Ruccio.
Okay, cool. He's your dude who does your stuff.
He's the best.
He's our favorite sound guy.
Your favorite sound guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. We like that. And so I saw these guys originally play at the Virgil over in like East Hollywood kind of. It's like on Santa Monica. Well, Santa Monica and Virgil. The Virgil.
Literally.
Makes sense.
Right.
In Virgil Village.
Yeah, the Virgil Village.
That's what they call that neighborhood. Yeah. That's a dumb
really?
Name.
Really? Virgil Village? I like that. That's pretty cool. That sounds eclectic and...
But we got to make sure that
we have all the information in first before you know before we say these things. No, I'm just kidding. The Virgil is a really nice venue. I like that. That was a really nice venue.
It's a fun spot.
And it's like double sided. Like you go around into that back room where you guys had the
One's called the B side, which is like the small bar area where you can get nice and cozy with people. And the other side is called the A side, where it's like got the dance venue and the rock stage and everything.
Yeah, well, what's the capacity?
I like that.
Like 150 or something.
Yeah, well, usually it gets it on radio.
That's classified information.
Yeah, yeah, Fire Marshal Bill.
People show up.
Fire Marshal Bill.
Yeah, yeah, but it's a venue that people enjoy, and the fire department doesn't need to come by. There you go. They don't need it.
It doesn't exist.
Yeah, sorry. The place is
it's an illusion in your mind.
That's right.
The LAFD and LAPD need not know about that place.
Exactly. That's right.
Okay, good. We're off the grid. We like being off the grid. Yeah. I liked it because it was a little off the way spot. I hadn't been there before. Mm-hmm. And I've been to a lot of venues, especially in Hollywood, West Hollywood.
It used to be back in the mid 90s, it was a punk rock venue called The Garage.
Really?
Tenacious D filmed their HBO.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because I think I've heard of The Garage. From back in the day.
Yeah, for sure.
It was
a big punk rock spot.
If you look at the outside sign, the Virgil, you can see where they painted over. You can still see the flames of where the...
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
The red I got to check that out next time I go over there. I got to check that out. Now, you guys are going to be playing at the Mint soon.
Yeah. October 21st, we are dropping our little three-song EP.
Nice.
We're going to do the damn thing at the Mint.
It's nice. Rock.
No. Beautifully produced.
The Mint is one of the only venues I haven't been to. Where is it
one
located?
One of the oldest venues in LA. Actually, it's
Pico.
Pico.
It's in between Fairfax and La Cienega, kind of like.
Oh, okay. I know that area.
It's a big black building. You see them.
Okay. I've been by it a bunch of times, like on the bus and stuff. But I've just never been in there.
It's got a similar feel, I suppose, as the Virgil as far as size goes.
But
the layout's definitely a little different. It's wider than it is long. Yeah. But it's cool. It's definitely a good venue to hear tunes at.
Cool. Because we're always looking for when we start throwing our own concerts and events.
Yeah.
We want to obviously
find cool spots to go. Yeah, and you want to have full headliners.
That's seriously one of
the venue, if you guys you have your Google Maps open, it's 6010 West Pico Boulevard.
Nice. Well, any band that's been on our show obviously is going to be a band that we're going to showcase in our
it's a great spot.
Concerts that we do because, you know, we only go after acts, venues, people, concerts, certain things like bands, only if we, think that they're good enough to be on our fucking show.
That's nice.
No offense, I'm not trying to sound snooty, but I'm
no, that's
I'm
fair.
Picky.
No, you have to. Everyone has to have a level of.
I'm picky about the music. I'm not gonna just I hate to say this, but those dudes down like on fucking Hollywood Boulevard, down by the Highland and Hollywood, are always handing out their fucking CDs and shit, or the ones at the beach. And they're always like wanting you to give them $5. I know it doesn't suck dick?
How do I know?
I don't know your music. You know what I mean, saying? So when I go to these venues, I see bands perform, and I'm like, okay, they've got my attention. I really want to see these.
And then when we walked up the stage, we came out with our CDs and we were slapping them really hard. We were like, hey, Jenny, $10, $10, yeah, Jenny, $10, exactly. $10.
But see, that's different because at that point, I will have seen you, and I know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah. And we don't have CDs, but it would be like $10. We'll show you our junk.
Yeah, yeah.
Originally,
this economy suppressed.
Gotta make money somehow.
That's very economical. Originally I got turned on to you guys from Dirty Machine.
What up, Leech?
Because I met Kyle Duncan Graham.
Yeah, yeah. We were outside their show.
Yes, I met you guys at the Viper Room when they played that showcase
their
night.
Showcase. They ripped that night. They were.
They did, and I'm still pissed off the CAA didn't pick them up.
Right.
It's what it is. But ICP picked them up.
Yeah. Right.
Somebody else with three initials, you bitches.
They're on tour.
Yeah.
Big shout to Dirty Machine. Big friends.
Another awesome FOE. We're going to play with them.
You guys want to know what FOE stands for?
Yeah.
Well, we know what the word foe means, but do you have a special meaning? Doze. I try to put him
on
the spot.
No meaning.
There's no meaning.
He hates it when people try to make an acronym.
Foe means enemy or opponent. I looked it up.
That's right.
Yeah.
I wanted to be on point today when I said it. Yeah.
Research approved.
Adversary. Right. Like it. Yeah. Sweet. It's what some damn dictionary said online.
That's right. Exactly.
I already knew what it meant.
But we're playing with Dirty Machine.
I like to be all like formal.
On the 14th of December, we're actually playing at the Viper Room with Dirty Machine.
Fuck yeah. I want to be there.
And we're playing with Fire the Animal too at that show.
And I want to be there.
As long as we're talking about playing with Dirty Machine, before that,
Oh, yeah, November, that's right.
We just booked November 26th at Lucky Strike.
Fuck yeah.
We're playing with Enter
the Machine.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
And the other bands I love you guys. Right now, but I know it's a great lineup. So, yeah.
And that's going to be that's gonna be Brett's birthday show. So bring presents.
Yeah. Okay.
Bring so many presents.
Wrapped or unwrapped, it's okay. He doesn't. It doesn't matter.
Just bring a bunch
maybe
of
maybe like a decorative bag.
Now, do you do you accept alcohol? Do you accept alcohol as presents?
Yes.
Brett accepts alcohol even if it's not a present.
Any specific type of alcohol?
Well,
free usually.
Peach schnapps.
Free!
I mean, like whiskey, vodka, tequila. Yeah. Okay. Tequila and whiskey.
Yeah.
Well, because I have companies that want to endorse us, and I get all kinds of free products.
Fucking
so,
A.
Know, I'm always on to passing on the love to my buddies.
Ooh, I like rum.
The love is...
Yes.
Mitchell is a tiki god. So he will drink. The manimal drinks rum. The manimal drinks rum.
The manimal likes the rum.
Drink it 18 hours.
Yeah, I guess before we move on, I should rattle off what I'm
Yes, go from beginning to end of the wonderful list.
The shows that Foe has coming up are, like we said, October 21st at the Mint is our EP release. So please fucking come because it's going to be a party.
It's going to be so
come out and support. Come support Foe.
We actually just picked this other show up too out in Anaheim. We're playing at Out of the Park Pizza. Is the name of the place.
Nice.
So outside. Okay. We're actually opening for Fused by Defiance.
Okay.
We're playing with those guys. That's on October 27th. Mm. So we're doing that. That's out in Anaheim. So hopefully, if you're listening from Anaheim, come out to that one. November 26th, like I said, with Dirty Machine at Lucky Strike in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And December 6th, we're playing at the Five Star Bar with a band called Cairo Knife Fight.
These guys fucking
They sounded good. Like, I wanted... I was
Cairo Knife Fight
checking them out.
They're like all
the best thing happening.
I've heard good things about them.
They're very, very talented folks.
I haven't seen
two guys and they sound like about seven.
Really? Two guys and it's all the sound.
Like 50 guys.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You ever heard of the band Royal Blood? It's like, just imagine those guys. Those guys fucking wail.
It's like that, but like more technical.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, it's a lot more... it's heavier. It's like Muse, but like, you know.
Heavy. Yeah.
Nine Inch Nails. So
And it's just, again, it's two guys, and it's all the sound you'd ever want.
I like Muse.
Anywho, so yeah, we're with them December 6th at the Five Star Bar.
Yeah. That's my birthday.
Yeah.
That is actually Mitchell's birthday.
Yeah.
Let's fucking get ripped.
So don't expect
Mitch is already getting drunk right now, just like in.
So, note to self, a bottle of whiskey for this one and a bottle of rum for that one. Yeah. Okay, guys.
So that's right. All
right.
Yeah.
And what kind do you like?
Mescal.
Any of
Okay,
all right.
All right.
Yeah, fuck you,
Aaron. Don't drink anything. None of us are picky, let's be honest.
Well, I'll finish out the show run December 14th at the Viper Room with Dirty Machine.
Yep.
Nice.
And Fire the Animal.
And Fire the Animal, who is also a fucking rad
They
band.
Are great.
Kick in the mouth, rock and roll.
Shout out Brian Duke, Orcas Island.
Starbucks.
And then the night before New Year's, so December 30th, we were actually playing the Baked Potato.
Yes.
The Baked Potato?
Yes, we are.
What the fuck is that? And where the fuck is that?
That's a crazy gig. I can't believe we got that.
Yeah, it's in Studio City, and we definitely don't belong there, because mainly for, like, what, jazz bands, right?
Really?
We're just going to tear the shit up.
Really?
The ultimate jazz hang. I mean, it's like some Danny Carey's there all the time.
Yeah, he has that band Volto. They have a monthly gig there. When he's not playing in Tool, he's playing in Volto, and they are amazing jazz stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's all these crazy great musicians, and we are playing with none other than Marco Mendoza, who could maybe be the best bass player alive.
He could put a baby inside you by playing the bass.
Yeah, it's true. That's actually why they won't let him play there anymore.
That's pretty good.
That's right.
That's pretty skillful.
That's amazing.
Speaking of babies, my mom just texted me, and I have to say hi, Mom.
Oh, that's good of you. Yeah. Hi,
that's
Mom.
Good.
You want to say
Hi,
mom's
Mom.
Name?
Hi, Martha Patey.
There you go. Say no.
Hey,
Martha Patey.
I've got a couple moms.
Okay, any shout outs?
Yeah, I got to say hi to a couple moms.
Okay, go.
There's Sherry. There's Sarah.
Well, moms to
there's
be.
There's Crim. There's Crim.
That's right.
No. These are all past moms.
Moms I have known.
Moms
in a memoir.
Wait, people you've gotten knocked Melissa. Up or people you fucked?
No, they're moms.
Moms.
They're not.
They're moms.
No,
they're
moms,
not
moms you fucked.
I don't have any
no?
kids.
You've not, non, moms
no,
you,
no, 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 no.
Moms you fucked, like MILFs?
Everybody loves moms. You
know? No, so
you just like moms a lot. Okay,
the
gotcha.
Is, the thing
nothing
is, Doe hooks up with people and then 9 months later they become MILFs. That's what happens. It's a magic trick.
Nothing you could say would shock me, dude.
Andrea.
I watch Shameless.
Yeah, same.
Shameless is pretty.
Real,
yeah.
I know, it's pretty shameless. Yeah. Love it.
Yeah, it's like my family.
Yeah.
On a daily basis. Like a except for less shit. Children.
That's good.
No, my family was pretty fucked up.
Oh, and I had
a cousin. Had a cousin that chased my sister through the woods with
Griffin.
A shotgun.
Cassandra,
crazy
Texas.
Fucking people.
Really nice Christmas.
You really like moms, don't you? Want to shout out here? To your actual Sherry. Mother, or no, Sherry, are we just like?
Right.
Just
that's
a whole another ball game.
Ball of wax.
Put the lid back on.
Oh, you mean like get out of here? Can't you hear the water bedroom?
Sploosh.
Did you see the fucking doors?
The juice is loose.
Yeah, the juice is certainly loose on this.
And more than one way or than another.
Huh? All right. Yeah,
that's it. There we are.
That's it for the shows.
Yeah,
there you go.
Get a sticker.
Yeah, those are our shows.
When you see the sticker. For now. That's
any
for those of you listening, you can't see the sticker, but rest assured, it's really cool.
I should put on the old boob tube live.
Oh yeah, right.
The boob tube.
Babe, give out the phone number so probably to call.
Well, you know, we need people to call, so.
We'll call.
Call at 323-203-0815 is 323-203-0815. Fucking call, bitches.
I know my mom's
going to
call now.
Anyway.
I know she's going to call.
Is your mom going to call?
Probably.
I hope so. Martha, did you hear your shout out from your son? Yeah,
and it was all over the posters that were on, you know, line.
when young Manimal was born, she held him in her hands and she said, "You, young boy, are going to grow up to be a great Manimal someday."
That's right.
Yeah, I'm sure she was like,
I was spawned.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Like,
she's like, how much can I get for a healthy white baby on the black market? For this one?
To a black family. No, I'm just kidding.
You could sell this thing for $25,000.
In this economy?
In this economy? A white baby?
That was never worth $25,000.
I was going to say. Well, I mean, you know.
You're going to have to put at least $25 in it.
Yeah, she looked at it and said, well, this is a fixer-upper.
This is a fixer-upper. The money pit.
That's terrible.
Where's the phone calls, bros?
They just did hear the phone number a minute ago, so give it time.
Yeah. Yeah. What, for to catch up to them?
If you're too scared to call, we have a website you can just stare at.
Yeah, you can
at.
Just stare at us on the website.
See, that's good. Tell
which
people,
will be the home of our music and videos very soon.
Yes, yeah. Tell everybody about your social media and your websites and whatnot.
Our website is foetheband.com.
Foetheband.com,
which has all of our Instagram, social media outlets. You can find everything from there. All of our social media has the at foetheband.la. So that's our Instagram at foetheband.la. That's our Facebook at foetheband.la. And like I said, easy to access those through the website too. If
yep.
You can't remember that shit.
Yeah, we're soon to be debuting like 5 in studio recorded video sessions that we're going to be putting out on the internet before we.
Oh, that's cool.
Before actually, our four. Mitch can't
four?
Count. Yep.
Did
four.
I say 5?
Yep.
You said 5.
I was high the whole time.
Yeah, anyway, yeah, we recorded.
I'm high right Mitch now. I'm high right now.
Yeah.
About a week ago, we did these live recorded like live video sessions. At what is called the Atwater House. Shout out to Triple Dad. And it was a hell of an
shout
experience.
Shout out to John Luke.
We recorded all this live stuff in a living room.
Oh no!
But yeah, so the live videos will be putting out very soon. Actually, the first one I'm hoping to get dropped by no later than Monday, probably a little bit before that. But it'll be a good way to consume us if you can't make it out to a show.
Yeah.
You'll get to get our live performance, and we recorded it in a living room, and you should watch it while being in your living room, so you feel like you're in a living
you
room.
You actually,
with us.
Yeah,
with the living room a couple more times.
It'll be in the living room.
Yeah,
living
bust room. Out your sensual oils.
Okay,
all the ingredients you need.
You can't get anyone pregnant through the radio.
Yeah.
People can start touching themselves.
You could try
while listening to your music. Or
right.
Finally.
If you're
you definitely should come out to our shows, like you were saying.
You should.
Make, it's so much fun.
These live videos.
We get down.
We get
we
the
really
fuck down.
We really get down. We have a lot,
you know,
we have a lot of fun. And we just get after it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like the rock world is lacking these days. And, you know, we all have a desire to bring that back to the world again, where people would just fucking rock out at a venue, you know. So that's what we do. That's what we're all about. And so come out. And if you can, obviously do the things that.
As I can remember, we've never had a show where by the second or third song people weren't moving.
Yeah.
Whether there was.
That was kind of creepy at the same time.
Three people there or 30
ways. Are we having technical difficulties? Are we trying to get a song up on the radio waves here?
Yeah.
Okay,
something.
I was trying to give her the email to send it to him.
Guys, this is live entertainment. There's nothing like it. Okay, no edits, no cuts. This is us. This
live.
Is what's happening. That's right.
Everything is live.
We got our awesome manager over there in the corner, Sarah Zanville, taking care of business.
Sarah Zanville,
the best. Old MP3 that we have.
Yes, the woman who I've been corresponding about.
Yeah.
You guys got a good manager, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
she's on top of
everything. Shout out to Sarah Zanville.
She's the best.
So what do you guys
on
influence?
Top of everything.
Oh, influence is crime.
Influence?
Yeah. What made you guys play the type of music that you play? And
I think Doe's actually kind of touched on it for me. It's like the fact that there's a lack of what feels like true, like, loud rock and roll.
So yeah. We all came from that loud early 90s
grunge
stuff. Right? You know, like,
I mean, we can't help, we were all raised on it.
Yeah. I had three older brothers, and I grew up in the middle of North Dakota, so my only, like, exposure to fucking anything was through them. And luckily they had good taste, so I was hitting the Pearl Jams and the Offsprings and all that shit. Like,
Weezer,
you know, when I was 8 years old, I was, you know, jamming that stuff.
See, I'm from even a pre-time to that. Like, I grew up with, like, Led Zeppelin and...
Right.
We all, of course, get that, too. Like, you can't help that. That's the root of everything.
But I love grunge.
Yeah, we went that, and then, you know, I got into Metallica as the guitar player. I got, like, my whole influence just spans crazy. I hit the metal world hard. I got into Slipknot real quick, younger, and then, like, that transferred into very heavy shit. So I was into the brutal stuff, and then kind of... tapered back off.
Now,
anything from Slipknot to Stevie Ray Vaughan.
It's a pretty metal rhyme.
How old are you guys anyway? Like, I don't. It's hard to tell with musicians.
This boy is the youngest, Brett Shan.
I'm 27.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll be 28 in a month.
Brett.
Yeah, I am 35. I turn 36 on the 10th.
Kyle's about to be 36.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
18
Doze.
With 17 years of experience.
That's right. Doze has no age. He is of the universe.
Okay. And man,
say about to turn 32 with 18 years of drinking experience.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mitch. Now you're 40.
Nice. Okay.
Can't do math right.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking.
Well, but you know, we talk about the beginning of Foe. You know, these guys have been playing with each other for a little while, and we already ended up jamming together. You know, I'm a self-taught
guitarist, singer.
I've been around music my whole life, and so it was just in me. And then they asked me to come and see if this could work out, and I went and we jammed, and it worked out. And it just seemed to be right, and you know, I went over to Brett's house, and he played some songs that he had written on his acoustic guitar, and I just knew instantly that it was right. I could just tell that it was a good fit, you know, right away. So then we started jamming, and then everybody came in, and I've known this guy the longest, Manimal. And,
yes.
but you know, it's just that we're friends that play fucking rock and roll. We like to party together.
We were all friends before.
Which makes it easier.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I think it makes it harder, to be honest.
What? Don't say that.
I really do.
Why?
Because if somebody sucks, you can't say you fucking suck.
No.
There's feelings involved.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But eventually, when you think that when you think eventually people are going to grow some kind of feelings towards each other anyway, even like...
not necessarily.
Even if you weren't friends before.
Right. I don't think so.
Some kind of buddy.
I think some
shit.
People have,
I don't know if that's
decisions.
Yeah, I think a lot of bands, which is funny because I don't think a lot of bands really function that way. They do function like businesses.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you go in, you punch a clock, and you walk out. And I think a lot of bands really feel like that. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, you hear the stories about like Poison and stuff like that. Those dudes, it was like four musicians and four different cabs away from the venue.
Exactly.
And that's that. And I don't want to personally play music with anything that feels like that. I only want to play with my friends.
Yeah.
So like, and I've told these guys 100 times, the reason I'm playing music is not because I necessarily feel like I have to play the bass, like I'm just compelled by it. The reason I do it is because I want to make art with friends.
Yeah.
I know that sounds like maybe a little like silly and pretentious, but I just want to hang out with my buddies and have a good fucking time. And that just happens to be what this adventure is. You know, when I was a kid, you know, I was making movies on camcorders and sometimes I joined like the middle school basketball team. And if the reason I was just doing music is because my best friends were there doing it. And that was the most fun because I was hanging with my friends. And fortunately, I'm doing that right now. Wow. So there you go.
Yeah.
So
here's a little bit of it.
And
Brett and I have been playing together for years too. And then once we, you know, were out of bass player, and then I knew Kyle played bass, and I seen him play with Velcron. But even though you played fucking...
Rest in peace, Velcron.
Yeah, you play guitar in that band.
Yeah, but he's also saw me in my shitty Irish folk band.
Which was actually really stellar, because St. Patty's Day when I came around, it was just a shit show of awesomeness.
I actually can't believe you remembered that I could play the bass in that band, because you were so hammered every time you saw us.
Could we just drop the name of that rest in peace...
Pet the Fox?
Pet the Fox.
Rest in peace, Pet the Fox. That was a really fun band.
Pet the Fox.
The Irish folk band was really good.
I like the name of that. That's,
we
that's
were really fun.
Cool.
PTF
for sure.
You guys are awesome.
Yeah, that's right. We were always PTF.
And then once we wanted to go in a different direction with the music, and then we had to get a front man. We had to get this guy fucking in here, Dozer, because he had a beautiful fucking voice, because we jammed.
Yeah. He does have a beautiful voice.
He has a great voice.
And he always wanted to be in a project, too.
It's come along. We were his...
It's the right fit. Yeah.
First real full-time band.
Yeah. Well, this is the first real full-time band I've been playing the bass in. Like, I think a lot of us are really salting away a lot of new... Like, a lot of us sort of feel like we're going into uncharted territory.
Oh, for sure.
But it's good that you can do that, again, with friends. Like, if it wasn't friends, I wouldn't be... I don't know what I'm about. That's right, because Doze has...
Years ago, I had a dream about this.
Doze is Dr. Manhattan. He just transcends time and space. He knows where we're going. He won't tell any of us, which is fucking sad.
Yeah, if we weren't all banging, I wouldn't be interested.
Too much juice.
Let's go hang out at OJ's house now. He has a pool. It's hot here, man. And a hot tub. Exactly.
He wouldn't say no to me.
Let's go. Jesus Christ.
It's might to you guys, but
that's fine.
You wouldn't say no to me.
Be careful. Hey. When he pulls on the isotoner gloves, you got to get out.
I appreciate everybody wants to hear some
shoes.
And if they look like they don't fit, I'm really running.
That's right.
If the gloves don't fit,
that's right.
To quit. Jesus.
Rest in peace, Johnny Cochran.
Yeah, because now he's not alive to get him off on another charge.
That's right.
That's how he went to jail last time.
That's right. Johnny Cochran wasn't around.
He wasn't as long.
You're on your own, Juice.
Fuck you. I'm dead. I'm out. I say really wrong things. I don't care. We have a really great song by Foe that I want to play.
Yes.
It's called Manifesto.
Introduction.
And this is off of your three-song upcoming EP.
Yeah, self-titled EP.
Okay, well, we're going to play this on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, iHeartRadio.
Premiere.
You heard, yes.
Wow. It is
premiere.
Premiere, radio
premiere. World premiere.
We like it when bands, well, it's a worldwide premiere.
It's a world premiere.
There we go.
Yeah.
World premiere.
We're going to enjoy this. Manifesto by Foe.
Grab your whiskey.
We'll be right back. Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store. It's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers Shrine clothing and Alchemy Gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with her rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
Allison Mason, Metal Babe Mayhem. Go check out MBM.com.
Yeah.
MBMLLCA.com, I think it is, but yeah. Yes, we're proud of Allison Mason, our rock journalist. She's turned me on to a lot of bands, and you know, all the free tickets is also wonderful.
Yeah. So, oh, we love free.
Yes.
We would love to meet her.
It's, yeah. And I got to see, like, Juliette Lewis and some other big people, like, because they're...
fucking so. Mad.
Good stuff. Well, that's what happens when you run with me, guys. Perks.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
Perked
yeah.
up.
Yeah. So when we start doing concerts and events, we're going to, you know, try to get us hooked up with some even bigger people. So there we go. These are all plans in the action.
Hell yes.
I am an ambitious bitch.
Exactly.
The only way to be.
Yeah. That's well, you got to be. It's Hollywood.
One
it's
of the LA, ways, that's one of the reasons I married you, babe.
Yeah.
Smart man.
Yeah.
What's smart the other reason?
Man. Yeah, let's not go
what
there.
What are the other reasons?
Yeah, give us the reasons.
Let's not, well, let's not go there.
That'll be a scandal.
Let's not go there. Yeah, let's not go there.
I thought this was real talk.
Yeah.
Dozer.
Dozer gets one joke a day, and it's always the best joke of the
day. I know. Like you've opened your mouth like seven times, true. And every time it's imperfect. God, you get a moron like me babbling.
She has, he has
like,
good time. He has good timing.
Yeah, he has good timing. Timing.
He has good timing.
Until now.
So some upcoming shows, some things going on. We got the Mint to go see.
That's Foe right. That's soon. That's coming up
for their release. Their three part.
Please come out. We would love to see
EP.
You.
Yeah. Yeah,
love that.
And there's always an after party. We always.
Yeah, we're always partying. Party. We're always making sure that.
Well, I want to go to that after party. That's for
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, we're always.
It's a good hang.
We figure it out.
And let's
need
see.
Need an Uber afterward.
This.
That's right. Don't
this try. Friday at the Hotel Cafe in Hollywood. Is going to be $11 bills with lead singer Jordan Casty. They were there the night that Dirty Machine was
the
there.
The Viper Room.
Yes.
The Viper Room, yeah. Cool. So we've been on our show already. So, you know, we've had different people, and we go see lots of shows, lots of good stuff.
That's awesome.
Because you always got to keep an open mind to different types of music.
Yes.
We got a lot of different upcoming things going on. This weekend is the Publish a Book and Grow Rich Boot Camp. Go get your tickets. If you want to be an author, publish a book, go get your tickets.
Guys, I'm meeting to talk to you. I'm done. I'm done playing rock and roll. I'm going to go publish a book.
You're a screenplay writer?
Publish a book about being a in the rock star lifestyle. Shit,
okay.
And
shit. Okay, so I'm just going to take 6 weeks off.
Think about all the things.
Pound out this manuscript.
Think about all the things. Right now, think about all the things you guys have seen and done and experienced in life just as
a
musician.
Yeah.
Just the things you've seen, the experiences you've had, just being on stage or being backstage or whatever.
That's
what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So these are things, because even as, like, whether you're a sports star or a rocker or what you are, everybody has to be multifaceted now.
I know,
for sure.
You got to be everywhere.
So, yeah, you got to be, if you're a musician, and then you're also a dancer, you're also a choreographer, you're also a fucking author, you're a fucking, you know, everybody's got, like, 20 things that they're doing.
Right.
Yeah, everybody.
Yeah,
everybody now.
In the name,
everybody now, because there's so many things, so many people out there that could, you know, easily do your job. Cool. That's why you have to be able to do many things.
May I do a shameless plug?
Go for
shameless.
It.
Shameless.
I also have all a show.
Shameless plug away.
Yeah, go for it.
Manimal's Playhouse, where I make tiki drinks and get schlitzed up in my backyard. So go ahead and check
that
out on
really
YouTube.
That's a really cool bar.
Dude, can we be on your show? I want to be on that
please
show.
Please do. We're looking for guest hosts and stuff like that for season 2 that's coming out really
fuck
soon.
Fuck yeah. I'm down. Yeah. I'm so it's down for that. You don't even know.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Drink rum.
I like getting schlitz. I like getting schlitz, smoking blunts.
Yes. Yeah.
And all that shit.
That's funny because Manimal really hates marijuana.
Bongs, bowls, blunts, all of it, anything to do with marijuana. I'm a massive advocate.
It happens.
And you get to be real mean to our production assistant, Kevin.
Yeah. He's awful.
Fuck you, Kevin.
Fucking Kevin.
So you
okay.
Yell at Kevin.
So this is like beer mug. They're always fucking with beer mug on Kevin and Bean.
Yeah,
and they're always
that
fucking
kind of
with
thing.
Yeah.
Baba
yeah.
Booey on mm-hmm. fucking Howard Stern. On shit. I love Howard Stern.
Yeah.
I'm the female
he's
Howard
the
Stern.
He's the man.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. I always say hashtag female Howard Stern.
Howard Dina Stern.
Because I am extremely fucking foul mouthed.
No, that's not true.
I talk about all kinds of raunchy shit on my show.
Yeah.
And
like poop. Scat humor.
That's all I have time for.
Yeah. Anyhow, no.
Come listen to this show. It's the shit.
It's the shit. All right. Well, unfortunately, we're coming to an
end.
That's
it. We're done.
We're coming to an end.
We're ready.
I'm not happy about it. Any other plugs we have?
Anything else
that we want to talk about before we gotta go? No.
Shameless plugs. I think we did all of our shameless plugs.
Just don't forget to go see them for their 3-song EP release party.
Come to the Mint.
October 21st. Come check them out. Please go get your tickets. I think you've got links to your ticket, links to all your stuff on Facebook and Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff. Foe the Band LA. FOE the Band LA.
Anybody wants to book us?
You can do that, too.
Please book them.
Our email.
Book them.
Is foethebandla@gmail.com.
Yes, foethebandla@gmail.com.
We will play
book
your
em.
Bar mitzvah. We're
book
them.
Book them.
Quinceañeras.
And not to put in the brig or the jail or anything else. Just book them for, not book them Dano. We don't want cops involved. But we do want to book them for shows.
I thought I meant playing
events.
A jail. I'm like, I'll play a jail.
I will play a jail.
Wouldn't that be so awesome?
We'll go find
one of those ones that's been like closed down and shit.
Alcatraz.
Yeah, there we go.
I could play Alcatraz.
Yeah, we're going to play Alcatraz.
Figure out
we gotta figure out how
get
on the ferry and play that too.
Get on the ferry.
Play the ferry too.
The
ride there and back. You can't
ride the
fucking
ferry.
You don't tell us.
Baby, you
want to
ride the ferry?
What the fuck we want. Anyway, you've been listening to Jenny's.
Out the grain. Shout out the Funhouse.
Anyway, you've been listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, iHeartRadio, iTunes, we're on everything.
Yeah.
YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, everything. And you've been here with us with the rock band Foe.
Hello.
Thanks, guys. Yeah.
We had so much fun. I wish this could have been a much longer show because we would have hung out more with Foe.
Yep.
Yeah.
On our show.
Love you.
Rest in peace, Nicky Joe.
Next year we'll be back.
Nicky Joe. For sure.
Yeah. Oh, they'll be back. Trust and believe. And they'll be on our concerts and events, too.
Yes.
So be looking for Foe. And like I said, go check out the Mint on October 21st. Go check them out.
Yeah.
And see the wonderfulness that is called Foe.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for having us.
Yeah. Thank you so much for being here.
Keep your
white daughters locked up because OJ is loose.
The juice is loose,
especially in Las Vegas.
Oh, shit.
Especially in Las Vegas. Be careful about that. Okay,
so
you've been listening to this show. Have a great. We'll see you next Wednesday.
Woo!
As we have Society One.
Yeah.
Heavy metal band Society One will be on next week on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Come bang your head with us next week. See you then.